And if a boy has the same looking nose as his father, his nose is the same as his father, his ears are the same, his mouth's the same, his eyes are the same, you might say the boy, his father.
Resembles him?
Yeah.
And if you saw to it that your children were properly taken care of from the age of babyhood on to adulthood, you might say very proudly, well, I, three children, I what?
Raised them.
If Bob was this tall one year and this tall the next year, you might say, Bob, alive. He
grew.
And you might say to him, my, how you've, you might say, Bob, my, how you've,
grown.
And if your brother or sister have children, they might be your niece and your
nephew.
And a person who is officially declared by the court to be in charge of a child, he might be the official
guardian.
And a child whose parents are dead is an you might say he's an what? If both his parents are dead. He's a child. He's a poor little
orphan.
That's right. I couldn't think of it.
I don't even think of the name.
Yeah,
there's many subjects, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you have a family get together and you invite all the aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents, you might say all the
family gatherings, huh?
Or all of
all the relatives.
And the name of the mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's first name?
Martha.
And you remember a song, Oh My Darling So-and-So Gray, They Have Taken You Away, My Darling?
Nellie Gray.
And a boy whose name is William might be called?
How old is she? Will. Bill.
Or?
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament, Mark, the New Testament, Mark, Luke, John, the one, the Gospel, Matthew?
Matthew?
Yeah. Just after the pronunciation.
That's so long ago, I study.
You want to refer to Mr. Cooper's wife, you say, let's ask.
That's beyond me.
Mr. Cooper's wife?
Yeah, how would you say? His wife is, he's Mr. Cooper, she's
Mrs. Cooper.
And a person who married your uncle is
my aunt.
And it's not yours, let's say, but it's mine. You refer to me. You refer to her as
your aunt.
The man who, the job that President Eisenhower had in the army, he was a full-fledged, right? Yeah.
General.
Did you ever have a name for a preacher who's just a part-time preacher? You ever hear of a name like that? Ever hear him called a jackleg preacher?
No, never heard of
yard axe or anything like that?
There's
some strange ones.
Well, there must be.
In
different parts of the country, Terry.
There's a man who's in charge of a trial. And, he's the man who makes the ruling at the end. He sentences the man.
Judge?
And a person who goes to school is a
scholar
or student. Not a pupil, but a student. And a lady who takes dictation in an office. She works for the boss, and she's the boss's
stenographer.
Or, in other words, she also does some typing.
Typist?
She's the
secretary.